right now we're heading to Resource Auction. Dennis Belisky joins us now. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Mick Kerr, how are you today?
Well, just fine. As long as the sun was shining, we're on the warming trail. I think this weather is just what the crops need, and maybe is what the farmers need, too, a day without a whole lot of wind to do a little spraying. So, hey.
That's right. I caught up on spraying and out of the wind.
Right on. So, you had a big auction yesterday. Tell us about it.
Yesterday, we were in Broken Bow, Nebraska. We did the first of the Titan store closure auctions at a good auction, met and exceeded our expectations, met a lot of new customers and clients out Nebraska way, and had a good day at the auction. So tomorrow, we're doing the auction in Redfield, South Dakota. We're in Redfield now, getting set up and ready for tomorrow's auction. Got a good line of equipment here tomorrow, lots of tools and other items, and the auction starts at 10 o'clock. Right at the former Titan store north of Redfield, South Dakota on 281. It's going to be a good auction. If you can't make it out to the auction, make sure you get registered to bid online. We've got a good selection of headers, including some real nice draper heads and flex drapers. Got some combines, a grain cart, grain vac, grain augers. Got a good selection of other items, including a skid steer. Lots of tools. We've got some older dynamometers and a lot of other shop tools. We've got a semi and a trailer, big selection of vehicles. So going to be a big auction at Redfield tomorrow. We're going to start at 10 o'clock. We've got several items that will be sold online, but lots of good, interesting shop and dealership miscellaneous that will not be offered online, so you'll have to come and check that out and buy that on the ground. But going to be a good auction, and of course, we had a good auction yesterday, and we're looking forward to doing about five more after these. After this one tomorrow, we head to Redwood Falls, Minnesota on the 1st of June to do that store auction there. On June 6th, we're in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And then June 10th, we head out to Kintyre, North Dakota. And then we finish up with the last two auctions in Cherokee, Iowa, and Wahoo, Nebraska. So good set of auctions coming up, good locations, good equipment, good things to sell. We're looking forward to seeing people on the trail or on the internet to bid on these auctions and several other auctions we've got coming up. When we get done with that series, we've got a good selection of farm retirement auctions, some other commercial auctions, some land sales and whatnot, and, of course, our consignment auction, which will be held July 24th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. So lots of auctions coming up, Mick, but we've still got room for those folks out there that are contemplating an auction, planning an auction. We're ready, willing, and able to sit down with them, show them exactly how a successful auction will work to their benefit and just how hard we will work for them as a seller's auctioneer.
Like, for example, if somebody had called you a couple of weeks ago, you got today open, right? I mean, you could have had an auction today.
Well, I don't know if we could have had an auction today, but I'd have done my best to come and see them.
Okay, all right. Hey, now, you probably don't have your sheet in front of you, but so just recollecting, what are farmers interested in right now? What are the hottest products or pieces of equipment that farmers want to get their hands on?
Well, you know, there's always a silly answer to that question, and of course, guys are always looking for a good deal, and of course, we have some of those sometimes, but we like to get good money out of things for folks, too, because we want to make sure that our sellers are pleased, but won't say that we don't have a good buy once in a while, and if you're out there listening, we'd like you to be the one to get it, whoever you might be. But you know what? Yesterday, most of the auction consisted of corn heads, hay balers, and a few other pieces of equipment, and we got along just fine and sold a lot of corn heads to people throughout the country. We sold headers to Kansas, back to North Dakota, over to Minnesota, throughout Iowa and Nebraska. So there was good interest in those, both live and on the internet. So that turned out pretty well. You know, the spring planting season is done, so for the most part, the interest in planting equipment is done. But, you know, starting to get some interest in hay equipment, mower conditioners and balers and things like that, and sprayers. And, you know, there's always a buyer out there for everything. And, of course, combines and heads remain strong throughout the season, and that's something that guys will be looking for now, too.
Interesting that the corn heads are in great demand. So that probably says that there's a lot of corn acres out there this year. Farmers may not have allowed the pendulum to swing over to soybeans.
Well, interestingly enough, we had a lot of heads to sell, so that probably increased the interest level. And when you have a big group of things to sell, you get a lot of people to come and take a look at them.
Right on. All right. Well, that happens at all your auctions. Dennis Belisky, Resource Auction. How do producers get a hold of you?
They can always find out more about us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Dennis, always good to visit with you. Have a safe travels. Now, it's a long drive from Broken Bow. You must have got home late last night.
No hill for a climber, they say.
Okay, yeah, super. I appreciate your positive attitude. All right. Have a good day, Dennis. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Yep, bye now.